We're doing it. Okay.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
Your vagina is showing.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm City Miller.
And we are doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What's up? What's happening? What's popping? Tell me everything.
Well, I went and I saw my childhood horse.
That's right.
Slash adult horse. He's 24.
Is that old for
a horse? It's very old for a horse. It's about that time.
Oh, he
looked fantastic.
Doesn't look a day over 12.
Doesn't look a day. Exactly. It was fantastic. And it was a very happy occasion. We thought there would be a lot of crying and pain involved. And it was actually extremely joyous.
That's
and
great.
I forced my mother to go with me and she went. And then she was like, thank you so much for forcing me to go to that.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, thanks for coming to this traumatic experience with me, mother. I had to force you to go too with me. And he's allergic to sugar now. Or like he has like a thing. So that was, I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry.
That's not good. Yeah. I thought that was
special
their thing.
Diet now.
That was their thing is sugar.
So no carrots, no. Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
He's a diabetic horse.
Yeah, basically.
It's not what you want.
And I got to ride him, which was amazing.
Aww.
He fell, and I fell, directly back into show vibes.
Oh, I thought that he was.
He fell. That, no.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, what?
No. But then he did start bucking.
Oh, that's not good.
So he still has his kicks in him.
All
and
right.
I'm like, okay, fucking get it, Red. So
wow.
It's great. Yeah. And she's taking him on trail all the time. And they are fantastic together. So that's super cool.
That's great.
That went really well. Yeah. I was really, really worried about it. So
yeah. Well.
And she kept calling me out being like, come see him. And I'm like, I'm not mentally ready to do that.
And look at
I have a lot of guilt around this trauma, but it went really well. So
got out of your comfort zone. And it all worked out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Also, I do have a screech owl.
You have a barn owl?
Are they called a barn owl?
Yeah, that was
a barn owl and a screech owl is the same thing?
I don't know. What's a screech owl?
The one that made that noise that
that's,
you said.
That's a barn owl.
Okay, yeah. I got a couple of
that's
those.
That's not what you want.
I heard it in the wild because after you played the noise, I was like, you know what? I'm a fucking listen out for this. And now I do. I hear them quite often, but they're kind of in the distance.
That's good.
And it doesn't sound as crazy in person as
think,
it does on the recording.
I think
must
if
say.
You're far enough away from them, they like things muffle, trees muffle the noise.
Yeah.
Other animal sounds
probably
like dampen the deafening screams of them.
Yeah.
But I think if you're like, if
it just
I
sounds
were,
more like, you know, like instead of.
If I were to have gotten one where I was going to try and get one, it would have sounded like that.
It was like right next to your bedroom, too,
right? Next to it,
Or did you put it on the pole in the back?
On the pole in the back next to the bed. I mean, it was like a 900 square foot house. It's all next to the bedroom.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's exciting that they're far.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know. Let's see. Oh, have you heard about this?
Uh-oh.
That this year... we're having double the locusts. So there's like two different classes of locusts. And one hatches like every 17 years and one hatches every 14 years. And we happen every 200 years. They hatch on the same year. And there's a certain point where they actually cross paths with each other because locusts can eat like it's something like a mile of food in like 10 minutes. And so it's like really bad for farmers and stuff like that. It's literally like a plague, like the plague, you know? And there's a place where they actually cross and they're going to be double the amount there. I'm like, oh my God.
When
I asked where it was. Apparently it's in like Pennsylvania.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, oh, so like vampires, Pennsylvania. I feel like this is going to be the second coming of vampires or some shit, you know? Something crazy is going to happen.
Do we get them here?
No. Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know,
but I fucking hope not. Also,
I'm going to look this up.
I found out that during this same locust time, there's the devil solar eclipse. In fact, I think it's on Monday. or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the devil. So it's called the devil solar eclipse. I'm like, that plus the locust, like, shit's popping. Shit's going to pop off. Something's going to happen.
Okay. All right. The city of Sacramento and its immediate surroundings are not known to be natural habitats. Locust in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I don't care about Sacramento. I live in Los Angeles.
Although they are being found in the Los Angeles basin, it is unusually high numbers. Still more are being found in rural desert areas.
Oh.
So
I might be fucked.
We have grasshoppers, which are closely related, but do not exhibit swarming behavior like true locusts. Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I will take a grasshopper any day over a swarming locust.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's
I'm just worried about our food. Like that, like Tyler talked to me about it and I was like, he's like, isn't that crazy? I was like, I'm more worried about like our food getting all eaten and now all our food prices are going to go through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Because we're going to run out of all this shit's going to get eaten up.
Yeah.
I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah. Good thing we're growing some. You made a box, yeah?
Yeah, I did. I set up the drip system actually. This good. Morning.
Ooh.
It's pretty good, I think. I just need to get some fish to bury in it and then probably
you're
gonna
do eggs too? I didn't do either of those.
I'm not gonna do eggs.
Oh,
I put eggs in the soil?
Yeah, you like crack eggs in the soil.
Really?
It's like supposed to be really good for tomatoes specifically. But I think it's the same concept as the fish.
Interesting. You know? Okay. But I don't know. I'm gonna just bury a bunch of shit in there and hopefully things start growing.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was going to try and get some seedlings today, actually. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Got to get some stupid work shit done from tax bullshit. Ugh. I hate taxes. It's like, why are we doing this?
I hate taxes. I know.
Why are we doing this? I already paid. I'm paying improvements on the house already, and now you're charging me improvements on the house. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the lady that was the safari attack?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. An elephant charged a fucking safari tour and like a lady died. And
where?
That never happened in Africa.
Well, you know what? I feel like there's enough safaris after watching that documentary about when the world changed that maybe an elephant needed to step out of the way.
I mean,
you know, back some people off.
It was crazy.
Was the lady being a Karen?
I don't know. No, I mean, they were like, this is unheard of. This never happens. Like,
and it's a soul lady.
No, it was like she was in the car. Like, remember,
you
go in a car and you go in the thing and this elephant just ran up and fucking pushed the thing over and a lady died.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God.
Maybe the elephant's got some mental shit going on
or
something.
There was a lot happening. What else? Oh, what is going on? I figured you might know with Diddy.
I was worried you were going to hit your teeth with that.
I hope not.
I actually don't know what's going on with Diddy, but Tyler brought it up and he was like, oh, did you see the Diddy thing? Like, it's so probably true because of like the fact that they're actually pursuing it.
Right.
And then there was like some other signs that he showed and I was like, sounds legit, apparently. So
yeah.
I don't know. Well, remember that one girlfriend that like he had and he like used to make her do weird ass sex stuff and then like make her like have sex with other guys and like
no, I
he
don't
was like,
know about
or I
any
won't
of
make
this.
You a star or something.
I
and
mean,
she
maybe
was like, I had to do it because Diddy made me.
When
and
was
shit.
This? And you knew about this back then?
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't like that long ago.
We should have probably started. Maybe that's when they started.
I hope
this
so.
This investigation.
Fuck.
I had no idea about any of this until I was seeing memes and I was like, that's weird. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then someone told me and I was like, that explains the memes. I thought maybe he did some shit. I don't know. That's nuts.
Yeah. I haven't seen any memes about it, but
I'm not surprised, though. I mean,
I'm not surprised either.
Everyone's just
doing some sketch shit.
It's like, if you're in the spotlight, just be a good guy. Like, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Did you not see R. Kelly?
That's what, like, you think you can, like, lay low?
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Like, that's the opposite of your job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you seen any of these movies or shows?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Blackberry.
Oh, yeah. I saw that a while ago.
That was fucking good.
It was great. Yeah.
That was my top movie.
I love I rented it like last year. I saw it. I love the color of that, the way that they colored it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, and then the flashbacks, swear to God, they look just like the flashbacks. And they weren't. It was them. Like, they did such a good job of making it look like the era it was supposed to be. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And it was funny and it was good.
I like
it. And it was like such a story I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I remember that too. I remember having a you had a BlackBerry, right?
You had a BlackBerry. I did not know.
Oh, really?
I remember you telling me about. Yeah, I didn't have a BlackBerry.
God, I fucked with a BlackBerry.
I had all the weird ones. Like the TV phone. I had that one. I had. Remember that the TV phone?
No.
I don't know. I had a weird fucking. I had the chocolate. I had, yeah.
No, I don't even know what this means. Okay.
Okay, have you seen the it's like a docu. I love that they're doing these, like, docu-series that are also movies. So it's like a documentary where they're showing the people actually talk about what's happening or the history of things, on Netflix at least. And then they also have it, like,
A reenactment,
oh, but, like, a movie quality reenactments. Yeah. Like, they did that with, like, all the Romes, and, like, they're doing it with, like, Asia and stuff. Like Netflix is fucking doing good in that part. Yeah,
like, that's, like, they started doing that a couple years ago where you're like, this is really...
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm catching up on all these, like...
docu movies.
But there's one about pinball. Did you know that pinball was banned in New York, New Jersey, like Chicago, because they quote unquote said that it was gambling?
I was just gonna say they probably thought it was gambling, but yeah, that's interesting.
I know,
you don't really win anything.
You don't win shit, and like it's. I don't know. I'm not that into pinball.
But now that I'm thinking about it, you should win something.
I fucking think so, too. Win a teddy bear, at least. Yeah. Like, that shit seems hard.
Huh.
I don't know.
Wow.
Did you see The Holdover?
No, what's that?
The Holdover, it won a bunch of awards. And I actually really, really, really liked it. The beginning, like, was a little slow. And then it, like, turned into this, like, beautiful, long story about these, like... kind of odds and ends people that have to like spend a
With Paul Giamatti.
It was so great.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was like, this felt nice. Yeah.
The girl won Best Supporting Actress.
Did she?
I didn't see. I haven't seen it, but she was like moved me during her speech. She was like, I started crying when like watching her. She was so like overjoyed by it, and I was like,
she was fantastic. Okay. I really liked it.
Yeah, I gotta watch it now.
Have you seen Dream Scenario with...
No, Nicolas Cage. I want to see it. Did you see it?
I did.
I heard it was fucking awesome.
It's really good, but the ending... Okay, what I really liked about it was... I'm not going to tell you all of it because you have to watch it.
Yeah.
But I really liked the concepts. Like, it was an intelligence, like, where I really wanted to watch it with, like, Kenzie, to where then I could, like, talk to her about, like, oh, like... you know, a collected consciousness and like shit like that.
Yeah.
And then the way that just like your dreams will like affect your feelings or your life or like whatever. And I was like, ooh, but God, I felt the ending just left a bad feeling in my belly.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe that's probably the point.
Yeah, it did.
It sticks with you.
It got in there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I gotta make a note of watching that. Actually, Dream Scenario.
And then, have you seen any of the seasons of Fargo?
Nope. But I remember you told me you were watching it.
The last season, the fifth season of Fargo, it has the girl from Keeley. Yes. Thank you.
From Ted Lasso.
Yes. Best season. Best. Show season wise, I watched in like a minute. It was just really entertaining.
Okay.
You know? And she's like really smart in it, but like chill. I like it. There's like two episodes that are a little like meh, but then other than that, fantastic.
Huh.
Did you see Paint? I've been watching a lot of
content. Dude, yeah, I saw Paint on my way back from Africa. What a weird fucking movie.
Well, are you talking about the one with the guy with the broken nose?
Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
What a weird ass movie.
I know.
I literally watched it and I was like, how the fuck did this get made?
Yeah.
It was fine. I mean, I was like, what's going to happen? And then I watched it and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I could not believe it got made. Apparently, I found this out. I was talking about this recently. Apparently, he's very hard to work with.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. He's not ideal to work with.
Well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I heard about him?
Tell me.
I saw this like he was giving this fucking speech and my sister sent it to me on like a like hype yourself up vibe, and apparently once to twice a year he will try to kill his ego and he goes into some jungle
Right.
Where there are only Native people. He has to live like in a hut. Huh. And no one knows who he is because he's like, I just want to break away from my ego of like this.
Okay.
And he does it for like a month. And he was like, on day 13, I always start to break down emotionally. And then I finally become who I am again. And I'm like,
this sounds like a sketch that I've written.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I have like no ego.
I wonder what they mean by hard to work with. You know what I mean? Like, I think because he's like, no ego, that makes it hard to work
sure,
with.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Difficult. Yeah. I don't know. But that was such a strange movie that I was like.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
Especially because like Brent and I have a script that we're trying to get made. That's like a solid movie. I'm like watching this like that's not fair. Yeah. Like that was fine. Okay.
It was fine.
It was fine.
I would also agree. Yeah. It was fine. I was like, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
But if you have like some time and you don't feel like doing anything
and there's nothing else to watch, like it's an okay option.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Why would you watch that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And then my last thing is there's a documentary on donuts.
The Donut
King? It's like a yes.
I love that documentary. I saw that years ago. Yeah.
And the pink box?
Yes.
And then him like absolutely destroying his life?
I felt so. And yeah, he like, this guy came over and like was like, had nothing, built all these donut shops, started helping people with all their donut shops, became like a fucking millionaire, and then fucking
helped these refugees. Yeah. Like a huge,
that's
amazing
why there's
man.
All these donut shops in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just fucking like,
just ran his life into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked
and
up.
Then I couldn't believe he, if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry. Just hold out 10 seconds. I couldn't believe he cheated on his fucking wife.
I know.
She was like, I stuck by you while you did all this shit. Now we have to go back. We're poor as fuck.
Yeah.
You asshole.
Yeah.
And now you cheat on me.
I know.
She was like, that's it. I'm like, thank God she left though. Like, but wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, what did I watched The Zone of Interest. That's the only thing I watched other than the.
What's that about?
Okay, so it won a bunch of awards. It's the girl that was in Anatomy of a Fall, which I didn't see because I was like, during the fucking Oscars, they said something about the Anatomy of a Fall where they were like, and I still don't know if she did it. And I was like, I'm not going to watch that movie because there's no resolve. Hmm. This is not my job. Just tell me if she did it or not. I'm not watching a whole movie. So anyway, The Zone of Interest, it's about the fucking, like, I guess, like it's Nazi Germany, World War II, but it's about this family that like the guards started the concentration camp, but they live next door to the concentration camp. But it's really not about it. Like, it's just their life. It was really, I really liked it. It was definitely like an art film. There was very little dialogue and everything was, it was beautiful, but everything was shot like in a wide shot or a medium shot, which you almost never see. Like there was no.
That actually
close-ups.
Sounds interesting it because really then you're good. Like really acting out all the way through with everybody in the scene.
It was really
which sounds
good.
Kind of difficult.
She was great. She got nominated, I think, for that.
What's it called? And Something of the Zone.
Zone of Interest.
Zone
she got nominated
interest.
For Anatomy of a Fall and for Zone of Interest. And like, she barely has any dialogue.
Oh, I saw this, but I don't think it's out for free yet. That's
no,
why
I rented
it. Yeah,
she fucking. She like just doesn't even say anything, but the way she walks, I was like, she got me. She's good. She got me.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I watched.
Yeah, that one's actually on my list.
It was really good.
What was I gonna say? That's, oh, I started watching The Rain, or I think
I
it's The Rain,
what
that
or
means. The Rain. Yeah, it's a series. I started watching a couple other like girl series.
The Rain.
They're like more like. This is for me to watch, not for you. And there's another show that I'm starting to watch.
I don't
watch
know what that means.
That's like girl-based.
Okay.
And like
it's for ladies.
It's for ladies, but
like
not
Gilmore
like
Girls?
No. No. Better. I'm not going
but
like
is it like that?
No.
Okay.
It's like but it's like a sassy woman like in charge. You know what I mean?
Like Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the other one I'm watching is I don't know, something
sassy
else like that, but like
charge.
She's like also a sassy little girl.
Okay.
And I've started taking like my own day every week almost.
Oh.
And just being like, I don't want to hang out with you. And then like watching my girl shows.
That's great.
It's been awesome.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah.
Sassy girl show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
actually don't like the rain, by the way.
But you're still watching it.
Well, I loved it the first couple episodes. And then I fucking have continued to watch it. And I'm like, this is not getting good. Huh. But
have you seen any of the 50 Shades of Grey movies?
No. No.
I've never seen them. Mm-mm. And this came up because I was Max, who was in the movie with me, who is great. Shout out to Max. Ryan was like, he's in everything. And I'm like, I've never seen him in anything. Like, I have no idea who he is. And then I was like, I have to see who he was in all of those movies. And I was like, oh, that's the only thing I might have known him from. But I still have never seen any of those movies. Maybe I'll watch one of those movies. Just I've never seen any of the Magic Mikes.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of those
dude
things.
Girl vibes like that.
Yeah. That's like a girl movie, right? Like, I don't.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't.
Could be good.
It could be good. People love them.
Even like The Notebook. I haven't seen that since I feel like The Notebook came out.
Dude, oh my God. I was on the plane. This is so random. There's a woman sitting like across in the aisle seat, like so I can see what she was watching.
Yeah.
This woman watched 11 hours straight of Chip and Joanna Gaines renovate houses. The entire flight. I was like, surely she'll change it. And I kept looking over and I'm like, it blew me away.
I could fucking do that for sure.
And she didn't sleep. All she did was watch the show. Like, that was it. I was like, wow, she's so dedicated.
Yeah.
I wonder if she knows that this has impacted me enough to talk about it to other people.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I like kept hitting around. She's still watching it. Like, she's still fucking. There she goes again. That was what I was going to say. Oh, I bought. Okay. So while we were in London, we got tickets to see a drag variety show.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes.
Is that why you?
Yes. So okay. I'm like, oh my God. So I, back in the day, long story short, I went to like performing arts circus camp for 9 years when I was a child. Yeah. Okay. But I haven't done any of that shit in so long. And I was actually looking up classes because I'm like, I really miss doing that. It's so fun just to like,
Fuck around
on a trapeze, whatever, or like anything. But the classes are like, all the Saturday classes are always sold out and it's like expensive, whatever. So I go to this drag variety show and they had, it was fucking awesome. There was like a fire dancer and there was like this guy who's a incredible aerialist and he has a lira, which is like a circle that hangs from the fucking ceiling. And I used to do that. And this guy was so fucking good. I was like, I felt so inspired. So I was like, fuck it. I went on Amazon and for like $111, I bought a lira because we have a rig for a punching bag in the garage. And I was like, done, I'm doing it. And it came. And I got to tell you, I was so excited. I fucking got on that thing. I did a bunch of tricks. The next morning, I have never been in so much pain.
Your arms?
My entire body, because the last time I did this was 20 years ago. It's like those people that are like, yeah, I used to play basketball in college and they like break their shit. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I didn't realize. I'm like, you're an idiot. My whole body is in so much pain.
I could totally see your arms because that reminds me of the time that we did the tapestries from the ceiling one.
Oh, yeah. The
silks. Oh, my
God. Not my arms.
Or the stripper one that we did.
Yeah.
Oh,
not my arms, my lower back from spinning. I was like spinning on it, like resting on my lower back, like a metal bar. And then the back of my knee.
Oh, I bet the back of your knees are fucked. Yeah.
Hanging.
Yeah.
Didn't think about it. I was too excited. But I'm like terrified.
Kind of cool you get to hang upside down though. I bet you that's amazing for like your neck and back.
I don't know. It's so much fun.
You know what I mean? Decompress all that shit.
You're more than welcome to
try it out.
I'm
not doing that,
but
thank you.
It's a good time. I'm a little bit nervous that it's going to like collapse from the ceiling.
Nah.
I hope
you're less than a fucking punching bag being thrown every which way. You're fine.
It's more of the spinning of like, you know, just like the shape. I hope so.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
That's fucking sick.
I was like, I'm going to get this.
I saw it. And at first I was like, oh, like mate, for some reason I went, oh, makes sense. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I went, oh no, is she doing like the stripper vibes again? And I was like, no,
no, no.
And I was like, but that's sick.
I mean, I guess you could, I feel like it's not conducive for like, it's not like,
but some strippers do, or I get, no, like in Vegas, The Showgirls?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I guess you could do it like a stripper thing on it. You know what the problem is?
I feel
is
like with- that, but maybe I'm making it up. Am I making that up? I don't know.
I've not, usually they're on a, they're on a reverse lira. They're on a pole.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just felt like this. Maybe I was thinking of the pole
you
instead.
You could probably strip
I was probably
on anything.
Thinking,
honestly, that doesn't matter
true.
What the
yeah.
shape is.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
You know what's weird is like there's this girl that I know that like used to work with a long time ago, and she like has kids now. And there's like a couple girls that I follow that like kind of know, and they do the whole stripper pole thing.
Oh,
and
one
they,
of
like,
my
they post it yeah. all the time, and they're like moms, and like I know that like it's not weird, but they it's still kind
of
weird.
One of my
to me.
Dear friends, his mother,
yeah,
it does it, and yeah. It's in their living room.
See, yeah, and like I know that it can be like it's an art. It's beautiful. It's so hard.
It's
so much harder
so
than
hard.
I ever could have assumed. Also, fucking be sexy, vibe your shit, sure. But there's just something about it when they post it on their like story Instagrams, like right after their kids, and they're always wearing like nothing, and I'm just yeah. like that throws me. But yet, you know, I can post. My fucking asshole, but yet I don't know. It throws me every time.
You're not on a
pole. It throws me every time. I don't know.
That is interesting.
It just throws me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know if, like, if I did know how to do it, if I, there's just something there that yeah. I don't think I'm like down.
Well,
I don't know.
Well,
it makes it
a,
different
you're not a dancer.
For me. It makes it different. Yeah, maybe if I was a dancer, I'd be more like.
Inclined
dumb,
to
dumb
do
idea,
it.
Dumb thought, Sydney, but I don't know. I
don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I
if
mean,
I had the arm strength, though. I mean, I would try, I guess. But also, like, how do you guys not get all, like, the rubs on your legs? Like, from the pole scratching the shit out of you.
I mean, I don't know, but my hands are fucking so calloused from that. Oh. Just from, like, I mean, I was probably on it for 30 minutes, and I was like, bro, I forgot how fucking callous my
you should
hands
get a, You should get another thing. You
Another
should get
thing.
The yeah, get the
I just got this thing.
Okay, well, then get the ribbon.
Oh,
remember
silk,
when we did
yeah.
the ribbon thing?
Those are so
Those
hard.
Hurt so bad.
That's really hard.
But
to
I could
do.
See you like having fun with that and it could be a swing.
Yeah. Well, see, this is kind of a swing.
It is a swing, but yeah. less comfy of a swing.
It does it's not a comfortable. It's literally a gigantic metal hoop and it hurts.
Okay.
But it's fun.
New idea.
Okay.
Create some type of swing set top, then in the backyard by the pool, then get one of the silks, hang
yeah,
it from
sell,
the middle.
They sell these.
Then then it can either be a sitting swing, a full layback, what is it called, a
hammock.
My sister gave me a hammock the other day. I'm like, what am I gonna do with this? But it could be a hammock. Uh-huh. And you could like fuck around. I mean, sounds cool.
I mean,
all in the pool area.
I love it.
I don't know.
Great idea.
Maybe multi-use.
Yeah. If any companies that make aerial equipment,
yeah,
want to send that over.
Yeah. You do you have a pad that goes underneath your
no,
circle?
No, I really
yeah,
need
you
to
need
get.
That.
Every time I go on it, I'm like, I really need to get something.
Yeah.
It's
Costco
just,
has great. Really? They're selling pads right now. Yeah, I got some for my not gym. Supposed to be a gym.
Pads.
Like the, they like,
we
fucking,
have some of those. Oh, yeah, we have you? Those. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna put those down. Every time I get on it, I go, I really should put these pads on because I'm gonna eat shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea. But yeah. It's fun. I like it. And it's like really good exercise, strangely enough.
I feel like it would
be. Oh my
be.
God. Do you think people think I'm gonna be a hooker now that I have
no,
an
no.
aerial
it
hoop?
Didn't come off that way. I was just, I don't know. There was like one spin you did where I was like, no.
Oh.
And then you like didn't do it. And I was like, oh, okay.
I almost
I don't know. It just
fell
threw
so
me
hard.
For a second.
Oh my God. Oh, who knows? Brent is convincing me to go to Lightning in a Bottle Festival.
Didn't you guys go last time?
Yeah, but I don't. He's like somehow swindled me into like going, but I have to buy a ticket and
is
buy
it this weekend?
Pay for an RV. No, it's in like a month and a half. And I'm like, why? I had a dinner for him here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We should talk about this. He was like, he got this private chef to come and like cook dinner for a bunch of people. I was like, I'll host it at my house because that's my gift to you, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got all these like space plates and like a bunch of like, you know, because I was like, what do you want the theme to be?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't want a theme. And I was like, well, I'm decorating. He's like, okay, well, I guess like if I had to say basketball. And then I was like, okay. And then he's like, no, space. And I was like, well, like space basketball. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, so Space Jam. And he was like, okay, but only if it's the one with Michael Jordan, not the LeBron James one. Like if they don't have that. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I get all these space plates. I'm like, great, birthday. This motherfucker, this chef was like, do you have stemware? Wine glasses. And I was like, bitch, I know what stemware is. How? I wasn't raised in a barn.
Yeah.
And then he just kept doing like, he kept saying like shit that was like, we get it, you're a chef. He was like, is this plates all day? And I was like, yes, that's all the plates I have. It was so fucking stupid. I was like, we get it. You're a chef.
We get it.
This is my
calm
kitchen.
Down. You like, yeah, we're paying.
You're
you,
in a jacket. We know who you are.
Yeah.
Is this plates all day? I'm like, just ask me if I have any more plates.
Yeah. Do you keep saying corner?
You don't have like, no shut like up. Behind. Yeah. So anyway, so we have that. But I was like, use the space plates. And he was like, no. Like, I was so scared of this motherfucker. Like, I was just terrified of him. So but the food was good. So
that
was,
but what kind of food was it?
It was like, I don't know. It was like a whole fucking menu. It was a lot, but it was like tartare and like fancy shit. Like,
yum.
Like miso quail.
Yum.
And shit. Yeah, it was really good, but I was like, terrified of this guy. And then
chefs can be terrifying.
I know. But everyone there was like, are you coming to Lightning in a Bottle? And I was like, now I have a whole army of
that'd be sick though. People. If you did get an RV, it's the whole driving out there and then driving back. But if you got an camping, RV, that'd be sick.
Camping. We'd have to camp. Or
if you weren't going to get an RV.
Yeah. We'd have to camp in a tent or get an RV. And so.
Yeah. I don't know about camping in a tent.
I don't think that's going to happen for me.
You could throw it out there on the grams and just see if somebody wants to, you know, gift you an RV for the weekend.
Well, I'm going
to
see if I can make a video for an RV company.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, you should hit up. What the fuck is his name?
Anybody with an RV?
Fuck is his name? Our friend. He is the RV guy. Like he does all kinds of shit like that. He has a German Shepherd. He has a Aussie fucking dog.
Someone with an Australian Shepherd. This is not.
Fuck. What the fuck is his name? I think it's his like username is like Roman.
Okay, Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston. Yeah, I don't think he lives here. Jesus Christ. I don't care. Yeah, but he works for all these different companies.
I bet you.
Yeah, that's like his thing. He does like outdoor shit. If he doesn't still, he like did.
Yeah. Oh, I should.
Hit him up.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah. So, but then I was like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And then I got a message that was like, hey, I work with this company that like works with people and festivals. Like we just opened up for Lightning in a Bottle. You should submit. And I was like, oh my god, the fucking universe is like, go to this thing. So but I'm pretty sure they have this specific piece of circus equipment at this festival. I'm almost positive because that's very on brand.
Yeah, that is on brand
for what they do. So
cool. Well, I'll practice a little routine.
Yeah, I'll be super prepared for, I don't know. But Brent was telling me that something, he was explaining the art installations at this festival. And he said that like one time he like followed this random path and like he like walked down this hall of mirrors and turned this corner. And there was like a speakeasy and this guy was pretending to be drunk, singing jazz music and hosting a fake spelling bee where he would make up words and then no matter how anybody spelled them, they were right. And there was only one thing to drink and it was, he said there was a sign that said lukewarm Shasta, 99 cents or free. And there was a guy mopping everyone's shoes. And I was like,
Well,
I'm in.
You know, creativity. You get to really do whatever the fuck you want there.
This is more than a music festival. It's a way of life.
Yeah.
So we'll see if I end up going. Probably.
I mean, it sounds sick.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you could push your boundaries and try to camp.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I've never been and, you know, that seems like not the place to start.
I just think if I was camping, I'd want to camp in the woods.
Right.
I don't think I want to camp
in a music
around
festival.
Other people.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
why?
I want to be able to pee
Correct. Yeah, you all
know,
of that.
I don't know. Yeah.
All of that.
And it just sounds like dust.
I don't want to do dust. That. I don't like that. That's what it was. It was when I went there and I saw, I was like, you guys are getting scammed. You could do this for free in downtown LA.
Yeah.
Like they were like on the ground. I don't know. It wasn't like, it was gross.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, I don't know. What else? You have anything else? I have nothing else to report that's exciting in my life.
I don't really have anything else going on as far as I know. I have a little bit more until Hawaii.
Yeah.
My mom might want to go whale watching.
Ooh.
Which is a new add to our thing.
So agenda. That's cool. That's exciting.
Yep. I'm going to dinner tonight. I don't remember where it is called, but it actually has not the best reviews.
Okay.
But I read the menu and I was like, I love it. I love everything here.
Wow. What's the place called?
I don't know. It's at a hotel, though.
Okay.
It might be at one hotel. Might be. Also, I'll send it to you at some point. But I'm pretty excited about it.
What's on the menu?
It was like, what was on the menu? It was just everything that like I kind of like. It was like ceviches and like there was like carrots with like fucking Greek yogurt underneath it. And
interesting.
Like, I think there was like a curry in there and then there was like, it just, I don't remember what the menu really was, but I just remember reading the whole thing and Charlie being like, I don't like this place. And then I was like, I literally want every single thing. And I read it out loud to him and he was like, actually, it sounds great. I was like, I know, didn't read it. So
interesting. Okay.
We'll see. Excited. I'll let you know. I'll let you know if it's good or not.
Don't forget to not drink any alcohol.
I'm going to have one drink.
Per the group chat.
Yeah. Fuck that group chat.
Why? You could have sent this in an email.
I was also like, why? I'm not getting my blood taken or anything. I think I can do whatever the fuck I want with my body.
You can send this in an email.
Yeah, that too.
What?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I'm just like so, I don't know. Confused.
I hope that I'm trying really hard though to be positive about this experience because the more that we've gotten closer to it, the more like I'm just resisting.
I really don't want to go. Like, I mean, I have so many things that I need to be
about
doing. There are
too
many. I have so many things that I need to be doing this weekend and like going all day for 2 days to a retreat that I don't even know.
We have to be there at 9 a.m.
I will say like nothing that they have pitched us has sounded exciting to me at all. It sounds like work. Like it's not, you know,
it
does
all sound like
it doesn't sound like I'm like, oh, I'm stoked for that. It's like everything sounds like, why am I doing this? Like that
Tyler was like, has been making fun of me all week. He's like, good luck going to that. Like,
I don't.
I'm like, fuck you.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be great.
I'm sure it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Before, I'm just like, I'm not getting why this is going to be like a whole.
Or if it was just like one thing, like there's one thing that's like breath work and sound bath. I'm like, bitch, I'd love to go to some breath work and sound bath, but I don't want it to be covered in all this other shit that we're doing. Right. If I could just go do breath work and
or
a
like
sound
a
bath,
sauna.
I'd be like, oh, this sounds so nice.
And
a sauna. Thank you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we went to the other place?
Yes.
Like this event, we got there and there was a fucking like, we had gift boxes.
Oh my God, our baskets were
that
bananas.
Was bomb. I hope, I'm praying that there's some shit like that where we're like, okay.
Yeah. We had like an amazing meditation.
Yeah. It was
amazing. Like, fucking one of the yoga classes was wonderful. I think we got our ears seated or some shit.
We got
like,
massages.
We got to do whatever we wanted. Nothing was like a forced thing.
Yeah, it was very your own adventure.
Yeah. And this, now I'm like, oh my God.
We did not have to join a WhatsApp group.
Sure as fuck.
By the way, yesterday, whatever day they sent that out, somebody else was like, join our WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And
I got
I'm like,
that same.
Stop. It was a different company. And I'm like, stop.
Oh, what, don't like that.
What is this?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I don't know.
I don't want to be on WhatsApp anymore.
I don't
know
what information you're going to be telling me on
just
WhatsApp, but like,
send it to me in an email. Like, why? Like, no. Stop. It's like a workaround for like a group chat.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in any group chat. I don't care what the fucking platform is.
Yeah. I didn't turn the notifications on.
Oh, I don't have my notifications on for WhatsApp in general, even for groups I want to be in.
Yeah.
So like, come on now. So stupid. But yeah, that'll be nice and a positive experience. We'll be positive. Do I bring snacks?
Trying.
Is there food? I have too many questions.
There is food because she asked for if we had any food allergies like 7 times.
Yeah, she did.
And so then,
is there a lunch?
There better be. I am going to bring a packet of beef jerky every single day, just in case.
Every single 2 days, all two days.
Yes, every day. Well, because on my packing on the way up here, like, I'm like, okay, so I need a gallon of water to put in my hotel room. Sure. I need like five things of like these mini packets of jerky. They're like 90 calories each. Perfect. I have to bring like a certain amount of Celsius's for in the morning. Like, you know, I got to have all my shit covered.
Sure.
I did forget Splenda.
I have.
I might steal like.
I have a bunch of it.
Okay. Some
Costco size box in the garage.
Cool.
Got you.
I might steal a handful.
Great.
But it's just like, you need to have all these things. That's the same thing with my bag. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have an extra set of clothing.
Right.
I'm going to have a snack. I'm going to have to
like
bring
this a jacket,
seems like a lot of work
outside. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Why?
And if we are outside, can we just wear jackets the whole time? Like, I don't know. I'm not taking my clothes off. I just want you guys to know that.
I'm just saying,
like, I brought a lot of sweaters and shit. I'll be wearing them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
We'll see. We'll
and
see
then
what
I'll be
happens.
Like, I guess I'm sweating. So
I'm very curious.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I hope you guys enjoy me in your shower because I'm going to be in there.
One can only speculate.
But I didn't bring a towel, which I also thought about.
Oh,
so
my God.
Y'all better provide.
Provide a towel.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think if it is a choose your own adventure, though,
we'll
that'd
be
chill. Yeah.
And they should just say that so there wouldn't be such anxiety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Going into this
for
wellness
months. For months.
Retreat.
God, if not even, it's not a retreat.
Yeah,
it's not a retreat. It's
a show up
it's
every
a
day.
Conference.
Yeah, it is a conference.
A
retreat
is you go, you stay, you leave. That's
you get
a retreat.
Treated
you
also.
Are retreating from reality.
Yeah.
A retreat is like, there should, what's the minimum amount of time for it to
that
be?
You can call yourself a, yeah.
At least one night.
Yeah.
Of retreat.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a visit. We're visiting.
A visit. Yeah.
It's a wellness visit and then leave.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So
anyway, let's stay positive.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's everything we have. How do you feel?
Yeah.
All right.
Good about it.
Well, that's it. We love you guys. And we'll very exciting. Can't wait to fill you in on
how
this goes.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Right. Bye. Bye.